The winter of 1865 to 66 was the wettest in years. Heavy landslides spread mud and boulders across the completed track, often blocking the road. The snows higher up hampered work in the tunnels. There were 5 feet of snow on New Year's Day, 1866. From then until March, as often happens in California, the skies were clear and calm. But in March, the storms came again, bringing sleet and snow which lasted until the end of May. Strobridge later said, "The winter made the roads on the clay soils of the foothills nearly impassable for vehicles. The building of the railroad was prosecuted with energy, but at a much greater cost than would have been the case in the dry season. All work between Colfax and Dutch Flat was done during this winter in the mud." Crocker and Strobridge stayed with it. By the spring of 1866, they had hired and put to work the largest number of employees in America. The CP had over 10,000 men working on the railroad, 8,000 of them Chinese.